So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Next up then, you've got to go out and find some deals. Now, we're going to talk about finding investors as well. And the question always comes to, do I find a deal first and then try and sell it? Or do I find an investor and try and find a property? Now, I will give you this one for free. Go find an investor. Go do that bit first. We'll talk about where to find investors shortly, but go find an investor. Once you've got an investor, then you just have to find the deal that matches what the investor wants. That's a much easier sale than finding lots of deals and then desperately searching out on internet forums, on Facebook. Oh, I've got this deal. Does anybody want it? And the other funny thing here as well is that when you get a deal or you've got someone else who's got a deal and you're trying to sell that deal on, there's you and another 18 people in that chain of people trying to sell that deal. And the finder's fee is £1,500. Oh, yeah, I'll take that. You make £1,500 and I'll charge a finder's fee of £2,000 and I'll make £500. Yeah, yeah. And then the next person sells it for £2,500. They make a £500. And the original person who actually sourced the deal is only making £1,500. But there's five or six people all down this chain of people who found this deal. It's ridiculous. I've seen it happen so many times. Go find your own deal, goddammit. Go source them. And it's like, well, where do you source them? So, like, really obvious stuff. And we're not going to go into all of it for obvious reasons. One is time constraints. Two is buy the damn product. It's £27. You want to find out how to find lots of places on where to find deals? Go spend £27 and find out. But one of the biggest ways which we found deals was always through leaflet drops. Always. Leaflet dropping has worked incredibly well for us and will still work, especially right now in the marketplace. People are struggling right now and people cannot make their bills pay. Now, are those people going to sell up? Maybe. You don't know. And you've got to find, or you've got to speak to enough people. When we talk to coaching clients and we say, go and drop some leaflets. And they go, okay, yeah, I'll do that. And then they go and drop some leaflets and they come back next week and go, how many leaflets did you drop? And we go, well, I dropped 80 yesterday and I'm going to drop 20 today. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You ain't going to close anything dropping 100 leaflets this week or 80 leaflets a day. You should be dropping 800 to 1,000 leaflets every single day. And if you've not got time to do that, pay for someone else to go drop those leaflets. Or listen to one of our earlier podcasts where we talk about how you can drop 50,000 leaflets a month, I think it was. You can literally drop 50,000 leaflets a month and it not cost you a penny. It's one of the early podcasts, like podcast number 3. Go check it out on our on my website /podcast and then you'll find it. So at daniellatter.co.uk/podcast, how to drop 50,000 leaflets a month is the name of a podcast, if memory serves. So dropping leaflets is such a good way of doing it. And you know what? Another really good way of finding deals is online. Like people, I see these people, the moaning in Facebook forums. Oh, selling deals that you've found online. Oh, it should be illegal. Don't know what that voice is about, by the way. But this is the kind of thing that they say. That voice is one of those moany, whiny people. Oh, you shouldn't be finding deals. Look, if I've got a doctor and he's looking for a deal, but he hasn't got time, right? Because he's time poor, but he's cash rich. And I go out and find a HMO, not in an Article 4 area, that we can stick 6 or 7 people in, might need a bit of work doing to it, maybe 10, 15 grand's worth of work. Should we go out and offer the doctor that deal? Hell yes. Have we just sourced that doctor a deal that's going to convert, you know, £1,500, £2,000 a month profit? Absolutely. Why would we not get paid for doing that? Could that doctor go out and find it on their own? Of course not. They don't even know what they're looking for. It takes people with experience and knowledge to go out and spend the time to find these deals. So can you find these deals online? Absolutely. Yes, you can. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.